Seminar, Agelessness, Lecture 17. I begin expressing my agelessness by thinking in the now. I begin expressing my agelessness by thinking in the now. Training myself to think now is crucial. Now knows now. Living in the now has no past, present, or future. Knowing now, I am absolute. How about that? Mm-hmm. I begin expressing my agelessness by thinking in the now. What sort of things expresses my agelessness of thinking in the now? What sort of things would bring that about? Now, we demonstrated that a little bit at the end of the last hour, when we had each one of you get up and do some gymnastics and some games, and not each one of us, but some of you. And it was very good, because you each surprised yourself with what you did. And I know Ingeborg surprised herself that all of a sudden she was dancing around here like a young spring chicken, and she felt like one, because we were all seeing her that way. We were creating her in our consciousness that way, see? And I begin expressing my agelessness by thinking in the now. We were thinking of Ingeborg walking, running, jumping, and doing all the things that she did. Now, why doesn't Ingeborg do that all the time? Lydia? Lydia?
She does.
Thank you. She does. Live in the now. Stay in the now. Don't go by appearances, you know, but she does do that all the time. Does she do that all the time, Sylvia?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's how I see it.
That's how I see her. Each of us see those in our world according to how we see them. And that is all that it is. Now, does Ingeborg have any problems?
No.
Does she? No. Good. Does she have any difficulty talking to her relatives in the now? Does she have difficulty talking to her relatives in the relative frame of reference, yet staying in the now?
No.
Hmm? You said sometimes no?
No.
Oh, no. She always does it very easily. Now, why does she do it easily?
Because she lives in the now.
Because she lives in the now, and living in the now, you have no feeling of going out of it into some other level of awareness. And it is another level of awareness, and it doesn't mean that it's a real level. It doesn't mean that it's something that it's an illusion. Like now is an illusion, and not now is an illusion. Those things are all illusions, and I think that's important for us to be aware of, that it, we don't make something not an illusion just because we pay our attention to something else. The minute we put our attention back to the old frame of thought, we're there. Those illusions are real for us, and we want to be able to be aware that we have made them real, and we want them. We want to be to know that we are constantly in charge of whatever illusions we are creating. And these illusions are wonderful. These illusions are good illusions. They're illusions that respond to who we really are and what we're really doing. Now, living in the now is just like saying to a child, now behave, behave, behave. And the child doesn't want to behave. You say, behave, behave, behave. And the child doesn't want to behave. And you say, behave, behave, behave. And the child doesn't want to behave. You say, behave, behave, behave. And the child doesn't want to behave. That's sort of a fruitless task. The child just is not going to behave. Now, what am I going to do? So, what you do is you say, my Liebchen, my baby, I am so proud of you. You always do everything right. You're always doing things that make me so happy. I'm so happy. You are a wonderful child. Every mother should have a child as good as you, and then leave it alone. You know, go out. And then plant these seeds. Then the child will behave because it's their natural stature, their natural state of being to behave. But if you say behave, you're saying you don't behave and then you should. But if you say you always behave, you're always so wonderful, you're always so courteous and so such a joy in my life, then they're not going to fight you. They're not going to think, I should do the opposite because she needs to have a little bit of sparkle in her life. She needs to have a little something to tickle her fancy. What do you believe about that child? Do you believe they behave or that they don't believe? And if you believe that they don't behave, they won't behave for you. If you believe they behave, then they'll behave for you. Now, that's one area. How about your own thoughts? Do you have thoughts that say, I'm not the right figure, I'm not eating the right things, and like Dorothea. Dorothea is such a clown. Dorothea says, do you have any lemon juice here? I'd like to put it on my broccoli, right? And Dorothea is an idiot. Dorothea should just say, I would like some lemon juice, and go and get the lemon juice, knowing right where it was. Because we have lemon juice around here. But it's not freshly squeezed lemon, so therefore it is not going to be the perfect. Dorothy, if you want to create freshly squeezed lemon, first let yourself create the lemon juice that exists. We have jugs of it. Create yourself lemon juice that exists. Then, if you want to create yourself fresh lemons, all you have to do is say, Sylvia, what did you do? You brought back all of these oranges and there's a lemon there. Didn't you see that lemon there? Sylvia said, I didn't ask for lemons, I just asked for oranges. And I got this basket full of oranges. I didn't know there was a lemon there. And she says, how wonderful. She creates it. Now, I gave you these silly little illustrations. Do you think you're so stupid that you can't come up with sillier illustrations? You know? You got brains, you got imagination. Bring your wildest dream. Think your wildest dream and come up with these thoughts. And then, instead of saying, I would like to have some lemon on here, you know, as though you're the last rose of summer or something. You say, do you have any lemons? And then everybody says, no. And so you say, where are the oranges that you bought? And you go out, because you know all. You're infinite awareness, infinite knowledge. And you go out to the oranges, and you look through them, and lo and behold, there's a lemon among them. Could that happen?
Of course.
Quite easily. Yeah, quite easily. Now, you create it. You've got to have your imagination in high gear, not as though it's pathetic and you want something that's special for you, that no one else wants. Hey, you want the most normal thing. Is a lemon normal?
No.
Yes, very normal. And did you bring some lemons up here?
Yeah.
All right, then your lemons should be around here. Now, where are your lemons? Now, don't tell me, but you know where they are. Now, when we go for lunch, you show me where those lemons are, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and they're there. But you see, you know that. You're the master of your world, you're the master of your thought, you're the master of your attitude. It's not a matter that those lemons are important. It's just a matter that when you think lemon, you have lemon. When you think independent wealth, you have independent wealth.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. When you think perfect health, you have perfect health. This is what it's all about. I begin expressing my agelessness by thinking in the now. When are you going to have independent wealth?
Now.
When are you going to have that lemon?
Now.
It's just as simple as that. These are how the principles work. And you see, if you can start using the principles in little, not terribly important ways, but little interesting ways, you will begin using them in the bigger ways. you begin using them in all the ways. Now, Dorothea, are you filled with energy and power and enthusiasm?
Oh, yes, I am.
And did you hear that? There's not a tremolo in that voice. Oh, yes, I am. And don't you ever forget it. Because some other people might forget it. They might say, oh, Dorothy, let me get the door for you. Oh, Dorothy, let me drive you up to the monastery. Oh, Dorothy, let me do this. And you say, my name is not Dorothy. My name is Dorothea. And if you want me to ride with you in your vehicle to go to the monastery, I'll do that to please you. But I'd much rather walk. I'd much rather walk. I'd much rather truck up there on my own. And if Ellen were any kind if Ellen were any kind of a friend at all, she'd let me take the dogs. And she'd let me have the dogs to pull me up. I mean, to go with me. Why do you think Ingeborg likes the dogs all the time? Because the dogs teach her, faster, Ingeborg, faster, faster. Let's move it, Ingeborg. Come on now, let's go. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And what do I do with Rex? I say, Rex, walk with me. And so Rex walks with me. Instead of pulling. Because it could easily happen that they pull. And if you don't train them to walk with you. And we were on our walk this morning, and I thought to myself, I don't care what Rex does. I have Rex with me. Rex, whenever I think of you, you come, and then he comes right next to me. And then another time, I was thinking, well, Rex, you always like to walk by me. And then he came right by me. And then we came down to the house, and I said, Rex, you always like to come in the house. And he ran by it. And I went in the house, left the gate open, and I turned around, and there he was drinking out of his bucket, you know. And I said, Rex, I'm going to close the gate, if you feel like it, you know. You see, practice, practice, practice. It had to teach me that that's how Rex does it. Because if I look at appearances and say it's otherwise, then it's otherwise. I live in the now. I teach me in the now. And he always does beautifully. Yeah. And I told him, I said, Rex, you pray here at the house. I'm going to go over and give a talk. And I'll be back after a while. And he laid there and he said, okay, I want to rest anyhow. And he just laid there out on the concrete, enjoying himself, having a ball. You see, we have, for instance, the animals as our creation, for our pleasure, for our joy, and if we think they want to do anything, then we are not thinking correctly. The dog only wants to do what we want to do. The dog only wants to be where we are. The dog wants to be our companion, our friend, our personal whatever, and to be with us doing whatever we do. That is what we want to think. We are the creator of our world. We're the creator of our world. We're the creator of our world. Don't you think that you are the creator of your world and you can tell your dog what you want him to do? Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Her buddy's getting so upset. I'm bringing home a point to you. If you cannot even feel that you have the right to tell your dog what you want him to do, what makes you think you've got the right to tell yourself what you want to do? Huh? Yeah. Dorothea, do you have your lemon?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right. Ingeborg, can you run?
Yes, I can.
And you enjoy running?
Yes, I do.
And the more you run, the more stable you feel?
Yes.
And that's fantastic. But you see, at INTA, this man got up on the platform and he said, I want to have anybody who can't sing here. And so a couple of people came up there who couldn't sing, and they really couldn't. They were bad. And so we're using this one, aren't we? Okay. That light just went out. I'm on the wrong one. With the microphone here. And so he got these people up there, and he told them to sing something that they knew. Oh, give me a home where the bubble roam. And then he took them down purposely an octave, and they sang beautifully. I didn't know I could do that. Well, when you sing in range, you can sing beautifully. Anybody can. Anybody who finds their key, as the singers say, they find their key, the note on which they sing, they can sing beautifully. When you sing out of your range, out of your key, you are not very comfortable singing. And that's the same thing about living in the now. When we do not believe that we deserve to live in the now, that we deserve to have our dog be obedient to us, or our children be obedient to us, or our husbands or wives be obedient to us, or our world be obedient to us. Well, the word obedient is kind of tough. That these things are obedient to us, obedient to us. That's just what they are. Get used to it. When you are the master, your world is obedient to you. When you are in charge, then your world is obedient to you. In your agelessness now, if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe you're the master, if you don't believe that you're the creator of your world, if you don't believe that you can tell your dog what to do, or your husband or wife what to do, or your world what to do, well then, hey, you're no kind of master. You're nothing better than a normal human being, which is not bad. Anyone who wants to be a normal human being, they're doing just fine. But I presume you all want to aspire to something greater than the normal human being. And to aspire to something greater than the normal human being means that you act like something greater than a normal human being. A normal human being thinks the world out there did it to them. The normal human being thinks this is what happens. There's a war in Iran and I can't do nothing about it. In Iraq I can't do nothing about it. And wherever I can do nothing about it. And that's what the normal human being thinks. The divine human being, the master consciousness, says all is peace. All is in divine order now. Now! I even emphasize it. And it is so for the master. And what did Jesus say? I give you peace, not as the world gives you peace, but I give you peace of everlasting, peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of soul, peace of being. And that peace is everywhere. If you are of a peaceful heart and mind and soul, a master consciousness living in the now, and you hear of something that might distress you, or that something that's distressing, and you speak your word, all is in divine order. That's done. That's done. Whatever has to happen for it to be done, it's done. The people stop being unhappy with each other. The people stop being disturbed with each other. The people stop thinking that the world's got to be somehow cleaned up. When you're the master, in that master consciousness, but you have to get yourself first to that master consciousness. First to that awareness of who you are. And who are you? Who are you? Are you really the one who's in charge of your life? Are you really the master? Are you really living in the now? Are you really timeless, spaceless, ageless? And of course, you know that you're not. You know that you're not because you're still touched by things. You're still touched by buttons that I push, or by the buttons the world pushes around you. It's their fault. They're having a war over there. I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it. Sergeant Schultz, remember? Yeah. I know nothing, you know. But you do know everything. You do know everything. And when you realize that you do know everything, then everything falls into perfect place for you. You're a happy person. You're a fulfilled person. You're a person who is in charge, responsible, in charge of everything. Now, when do you want to start doing that, Dorothea?
Right now.
It is done. You see, that's the word.
Well,
See, now is true, but it's done.
It's done.
Yeah. So when do you want to start doing that, Ellen?
It's done.
Oh. Thank you, Dorothy. Dorothy always leads the way, doesn't she?
Right.
Now, Gertrude? Why do you have so many problems in your life?
I have none.
No. I live a life of perfect balance. Not I have none.
Yeah.
Because that acknowledges the problems.
Yes.
I live a life of perfect balance. Gertrude, why is it that your kids don't always do everything you tell them to do?
I see them doing always fine and do what I...
And you could say it with a little more volume too. You could say, you know, it just sparkles my heart. Every time I look at my kids, they're always doing exactly what I expect them to do. They are so, they're really masters at doing what I teach them to do and share with them. My kids are the most beautiful reflection of my desire for them. And I've got to keep my thoughts clear, because sometimes it's easy to let it slip sometimes and think, you look at the other children and you think, are my children doing that? And you know they're not. You know that your children are always orderly, obedient, perfect, divine. They're following their inner intuition, and that is what you are. But you follow me. Always keep it on the positive vein. Right?
Right.
Is that what you've always done all your life?
Yes.
Yes. That's what we've done all of our life. And that's what only thing we want to remember now. That's what we've done all of our lives, you know? Because now there is no other part of your life that could be any different from now. Now, what does Sylvia do when she stands up and runs across the room here? What is she doing?
Having fun. Being herself and having fun.
Isn't she kind of silly? I mean, running across the room here? I mean, my goodness sakes, that's the silliest thing you could imagine. And then your answer is, isn't that wonderful? You see, these are the things that make life a joy, when we can enter into them from the positive, outrageous point of view. Society looks at it and says, what's she running back and forth across the room for? There's nothing to run to. There's nothing to run from. She's just running like a chicken with her head cut off, you know? And what is she doing? She's expressing her joy. She's being herself and having fun, right?
Right.
Now, you haven't done that yet, have you? Do you know how to run?
I certainly do.
Will you demonstrate for us how well you can run?
Yes.
Now, this is Lydia from Porphyria, who runs like an angel.
Yes. Oh, why?
Oh, yeah.
That's a joke.
That's a
joke.
This is
brother.
Thank you.
Well, isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Very nice.
That's no more than I expected. Lovely. But you see, this is being yourself. Now, did she feel silly?
No.
Did she feel that she's participating in our program?
Yes.
Did she feel wonderful about it?
Yes.
Now, we haven't had Ellen do this, have we?
No.
You think Ellen's got her sister around here who wants to do it for her? Now, Ellen?
Yeah.
Pick up little Love.
Okay.
Oh, my baby.
Oh, my
baby. All right, now, run back and forth across the room. And throw little Love, and then run over and catch her. And then throw little Love and run over and catch her. Now, you see, all of you acted incredulous about it.
Yeah.
You all acted, whoa. I don't know that she can do that, you know. And, of course, you have made it so she can't do that. She was going to do it for you. But you didn't believe it. Ellen, run. Run again.
She's like that all day long.
Yes, she is. Now, she's going to do this 20 times, and that way she'll be relaxed.
Yeah.
Yes, Ellen.
Yeah.
What does it feel like to be on stage?
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, everyone has different style. And Little Love hasn't had a chance to do it for us, but I think she just, he just sort of liked to lay there. Gertrude, you haven't done it, have you?
No.
And I think...
What shall I do?
What?
What shall I do for you?
I think you should fly back and forth.
Fly.
Now, let's see whether she's a jet or whether she's... Here she comes, and she's flying. Terrific. Oh, my goodness sakes. My goodness sakes, how wonderful. How I have a feeling she was saying, enough. Now, what did Gertrude do? Don't look at the appearances, but what did she do? Gertrude forgot all about anything that might have distressed her, and she just ran for the joy of it. And she did not feel anything but joy. There's nothing in nothing in her heart, in her soul, in her body, but joy.
Joy.
Yes. Now, how could you do that, Gertrude? Because you're living in the now. You're living in the now, and you're ageless.
Yes.
Now, you just wait till you go home. Luna's going to know all about this. Uh-huh. And she's going to expect you to pick her up and throw her and catch her as you go running across the room. So, that's not impossible. A lot of people in circuses do these things. And how do you do it? Have you ever taken a ball and thrown it up and then run over here and caught it?
Yeah.
You see, that can be done. You pace the ball, and then you run and you catch it. It can be done, but it's all in your mind. It's all in your imagination. It's all in your creativity of how you can do it. Training myself to think now is crucial. It's all in our thinking. It's all in our way of looking at things, and we can do it. You got these both of you ladies here, Lydia and Gertrude. The dogs are just barking up your alley, the same with Dorothea over here. Dorothea never was much for the animals, but little by little they're getting to want to be around you. Do you have some meat rubbed on the bottom of your feet or something?
Cookie all the time.
Oh, you got cookies all the time. yes. Get in the sun there. Now, training myself to think now is crucial because now knows now. How do you train yourself to think now? How do you train yourself to think in the now so that you will be timeless, you will be ageless? How do you train yourself? Now, go ahead. You opened your mouth.
I was going to say, I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. Now.
All right. You say making these affirmations is a beneficial, powerful stimulus for you living in the now.
Train.
Yeah. And it works for you. You're working it. Okay. Now, Lydia. I like to teach people to lie. And I say, Lydia, it works for you. And Lydia said, I would like it to work. I wish it would work. And the answer is, yes, it works for me. Now, you may not know that it works for you because you haven't put it together totally for yourself. But if you don't believe that it works for you, you're not going to practice it. If you don't believe that it works for you, you're not going to throw that ball up in the air so that you can go over here in time to catch it. You're going to think that that's an impossibility because you don't realize that you can arc things and you can do things. You can do all sorts of wonderful things. You can do all sorts of marvelous things. How many of you have ever heard of a boomerang? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever hear of a boomerang?
Yes.
My Aussie friend?
Yes.
Yeah. What does a boomerang do?
Boomerang. It comes back.
It comes back to you. You throw it and it comes back to you. It's twisted and bent in just such a way that it's designed to make a loop. Now, can people do things more than that with a boomerang? Sure. Mm-hmm. They can do magical miracles. They can put a spin twist on it so that it'll do a loop-the-loop in the air and come back and virtually cut their hair if they wish, you know. Some people are very, very talented with it, amazingly talented. And you, in your inexperience, in your agelessness, in your inexperience, you look at that and you say, wow, I would never want to do it. Now, remember the story of William Tell?
Yes.
And William Tell was put upon by the court to shoot an apple off his son's head. And what they wanted William Tell to do was to get out of town and to get off their back, and he wouldn't do that. And they said, well then, if you feel so good about this, and you feel you're so good, shoot an apple off of your son's head. Did William Tell shoot an apple off his son's head?
No.
What did William Tell do?
He shot the apple.
He shot an apple.
Yeah. Yes.
He shot an apple. He did not shoot it off his son's head. He shot an apple. His direction, his attention, his total concentration was on the apple, not anything else. And does he always hit the bullseye?
Yes.
Always. He would not hit the bullseye if he shot the apple off his son's head, because he'd be so worried about his son's head. That would be his concentration, which he could not allow. All right, shoot the apple off your son's head. And he said, I will shoot the apple. Now, they didn't even understand what he was saying. They thought that he was going to shoot the apple off his son's head, but he did not shoot the apple off his son's head. He shot the apple. Now, we have to be so dynamic, so powerful, so true to what our thinking is, that we do not say things that we don't mean. Because if we do, we pay the price. And it's a pretty heavy price. So, living in the now has no past, present, or future. He did not think of the apple on his son's head. He did not think of what the court was doing to him. He did not think of what would happen if he killed his son. You know, he did not think of what would happen if he missed the apple. He did not think of what would happen if he hit the apple. He had one objective, and that was to hit the apple alone. Now, that's one-pointedness. And that's serious one-pointedness. Serious one-pointedness. Because he could have said, hey, I'll leave. I don't want to shoot at my son. Oh, so you don't believe in your marksmanship? He believed in his marksmanship. He believed that he could shoot the bullseye, shoot the apple, do whatever he wanted to do, and he did it. Now, this is where we come in. We train ourselves, as we say here, training myself to know now is crucial. Training myself to know the now is crucial. Training myself to be one-pointed, to think only, so to speak, of the apple. We want to be so pure and so perfect in our thought, in our attitude, in our world, that we only think the apple, nothing else but the apple. Because nothing else matters but the apple. Well, the sun matters. Well, the sun's not involved in this. You understand that? The sun is not involved. And if the sun is involved, then there's a problem. Okay. There's a war. And you say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is no war in your mind. That doesn't concern you. The war doesn't concern you. The only thing that concerns you is the now. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now. Now I am whole and perfect, and it began with me. Now I am independently wealthy, and it began with me. Now all these gifts of the Spirit are mine right now. Now. Now I can levitate, teleport, you know, do all these interesting things. Now, can you say that for yourself? And can you believe that for yourself? Can you forget the boy and think only of the apple?
Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. Can you forget the war and think only there is peace on earth and it began with me? You see, that's tough. But that's what a master does. A master puts his attention or her attention on only that which is of issue. Now, what is of issue? Of issue is the apple. Of issue was peace, not the war. Peace. You see, the war is like the boy. You don't think about the problem. You don't think about the anxiety you might have if you think about the wrong thing. You don't empower that. You think only about the truth. And that's the exciting thing. Can you think only about the truth? Can you live in that consciousness? You see, living in the now has no past, present, or future. Mm-hmm. Living in the now, there is no William Tell's son. There is no war. There is no problem. There is no lack. There is no illness. There is only now, and the now is the fulfillment of whatever it is we speak our word for. Can you speak your word for the now and know that fulfillment is done? Can you speak your word for it?
Yes.
Can you say, Jerome and Sabrina are fabulous children?
Yes.
Jerome and Sabrina, they make me so happy. They always do their homework properly first. They always take care of their responsibilities first, and when they're done with them, then they always come and they ask permission to go out and play. They ask permission to go out and be with the other children. They ask permission to go to another child's house. They ask permission to come in late for dinner or earlier, whatever, you know. They ask permission because I am the master. I am the one who puts the cause in motion. These are my children, my wards, my what do you say? My responsibility. These are my William Tell's sons, you see? And my William Tell's son is not the issue. The issue is they do everything orderly, they do everything beautiful. There is now peace on earth, and it began with me. Whether there was any problem before is unimportant. Now there is peace. Now I put the cause positively in motion, and I get the result positively. Knowing now, I am absolute. How about that? Knowing now, I am absolute. Gertrude, when is the absolute?
Now.
Is there any other time for the absolute? So, when is the absolute?
Always here, always, as now.
Don't let me intimidate you. You said now, and it is now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then don't be intimidated by trying to come up with a different answer. Because I'm going to scare the pants off you, trying to get you to say things that aren't really so, just to see if you...
Yeah.
Now. That's the only time there is. Lydia, when is your family going to be the most glorious family on the face of the earth?
It is done.
Now. But it is done, yes. It is done. But now.
Now.
Yes. And Sylvia, when are you going to be the happiest lady in the universe?
I am now.
Well, now. Yeah, okay, I am now. But you see, the thing is, all you do is the answer to my question, and I wish you would cooperate a little bit. The answer to my question is now. That's what we're talking about. Knowing now, I am absolute. Not knowing tomorrow, I'm absolute. Knowing it is done, I'm absolute. Knowing now, I'm absolute. This is the answer that I want you to have. And this is the game we're playing. Okay, now, Ellen, when are your kids going to return from Mexico?
Now.
Have they ever left?
No.
They've always been in your heart. They've always been in your attention. But have they left? No. No. They're always there. Are your children ever not at their home in Lugano? You always see them there, don't you? You see them there now.
They are omnipresent.
What's that?
They are omnipresent. In the now.
I'm not asking you to be omnipresent. Ellen, how can you be omnipresent when the only place that there is to be present is here? And the only time to be present
then
is now.
You cannot ask of Lugano or as...
No, you cannot think of that. I can ask anything I want, because I like to shake your boat. But you have to not only think of that. And Ellen, what did I say to, Gertrude? I said, Gertrude, don't let me what?
Intimidate.
Don't let me intimidate you. Do you believe the principles that we've been learning?
Sure.
Well then, don't let me intimidate you to say something different.
Right.
Now, your children are always at home in Lugano.
They are always here and now.
Your children are always in the now. Is that true?
Yeah.
And the now is where?
Yeah. It's in the now. The now is the now.
All right. Now, knowing now, I am absolute.
Then absolute.
You see, this is part of the relative game that's tough. We see illusions, and we think that's reality. We see Lugano, we see Campo, we see Edmettingen, we see all of these places, we see San Diego, and we think that those are the realities. We see Bern, we think that's the reality, and it's not. What is reality?
Now, the absolute, the unchangeable.
What is reality?
The unchangeable. Now.
Yes, that's right. The now. And the here.
Oh.
We haven't come to the here yet. But,
all right.
But the now and the here. But you see, that's the only time there is, and that's the only thing there is. Now, your children are where?
Now. That's what you say.
I want you to see how silly it sounds, but it's true.
Right.
But it's true. And we are afraid to say it because it sounds silly. All right? Dorothea, where are your relatives?
Where are my relatives?
Your relatives are now. You see, it sounds silly.
Yeah.
But I want you to get past that silliness to the realization that there is only the now and there is only the here. The here and now. There's no time, no space. There's only the here, and there's only the now. It's mind-boggling, and it is distressing because it takes us away from our ordinary human thinking. But this is what I wanted to play with you with. This is what I want to shake you up about. Not because I want you to believe something that's not true, but I want you to know it. And I want you to believe it. And I want you to have it and enjoy it. I tell you, you've got everything going for you. If you can just let go, as we said here, living in the now has no past, no present, no future. Mm. Living in the now has no past, no present, no future. I've given you all the keys. I've given you a copy that you can look at it right there while we're talking about this lecture. And then when I bring these things up to you, you still find it difficult. Living in the now has no past, present, or future. Living in the now is living in the now. It is done. It is complete. It is fulfilled. It is whole. It is wonderful. It is amazing. And this is where you are. You are living in the now, and you are done. Now, when is the war over? Lydia? No. Well, is that true? Or there now is peace on earth, and it began with me.
That's the one.
Yeah. You see, the war is not over now because the war never was on. If I say the war was on, then the war is still on. I'm still carrying that lady, you know. The other monk put her down, but I'm still carrying her. And we want to live in the now. And the only way we live in the now is we say, what?
Now. Everything is now.
Everything is now.
Yeah.
I am now.
Yeah. You're getting close. I know I am absolute. That's our concluding statement at this hour. But I know I am absolute. If you are absolute, the absolute has no past, present, or future. The absolute has no otherness. The absolute has no isness. It has no uniqueness. It has it's the all. It's the totality of everything. And it's a mind-boggling idea, but a wonderful idea. If you can get into absolute thinking, you can come up with some pretty fantastic ideas. It's exciting. And I know that you're all ready for that excitement. So, I begin expressing my agelessness by thinking in the now. My agelessness by thinking in the now. I am training myself to think now is crucial, and it is. Now is the total essence of all. Now knows now. How about that? Now knows now. Living in the now has no past, present, or future. And knowing now, I am absolute. Are you absolute?
Yes.
Do you know now?
Yes.
Are you getting to be more familiar with now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. In Mr. Tolle's book on the now, it is so remarkable, but yet he said he is not going to mention anything about the past as he wrote the book. And then he had to use it as references throughout the book, because that's what you have to do. Because you cannot really talk only about the now without saying why now is now and then is then. But now is now because that's all there is. So think on these things. I'm sure you haven't got any questions. But if you do, think about them, write them down, and be ready. We'll take them after we come back from our lunch and go on with our wonderful topic here. Thank you for being so wonderful, so fantastic, so respectful of who and what you are, and aware, and I am just really happy with you. So, I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.